Bear Cub's grandmother was torn between her delight at being rescued and her annoyance that her prophecy of doom wasn't being fulfilled.
"Hmm," she sniffed. "We're not rescued yet. If just one of those Vikings wakes up, we're all as dead as dinosaurs. Doomed, the lot of us. A one-way ticket to the happy hunting grounds."
"Can you work out how to get back to your home from here?" asked Hiccup, consulting the ticking thing anxiously. "And take us back to Berk when you've got there." The scary white wilderness all around them seemed an unlikely sort of home to Hiccup, but there was a happy glint in Bear Cub's grandmother's wild eyes, although she tried to hide it. She breathed in the air as cold as needles and peered through the mists as if looking at something very familiar. She nodded.
"A wanderer is never lost," she said. "We don't need that silly little bauble of yours to take us home. I could have showed that ridiculous Viking with the axe the way to America if he'd had the intelligence to ask me."
Hiccup tried to organise launching the landing boats in a quiet sort of way, which was impossible, and Hiccup hopped from foot to foot in anxiety as the hysterical warriors mumbled in their sleep with every crash of the oars. They were heavily armed with swords and wicked axes and every sort of dagger, and Bear Cub's grandmother did have a point. Hiccup had no doubt that if awoken, they would deal out death with a vengeance. But it seemed that luck was with the escapers. The seven landing boats plopped into the water without any of the hysterics opening their eyes. The wanderers filled the boats, and the first boat began to row through the mists. Bear Cub's grandmother standing up straight and tall at the front, pointing the way with one outstretched arm. The last landing boat had filled up, apart from Hiccup, Fishlegs and Kamikaze. Fishlegs was watching Hiccup as Hiccup got ready to climb down over the rim of the American Dream 2 and into the last landing boat. There were flat icebergs very close to the left and right of them. Kamikaze had taken over from the snoring Red Ronald and was steering the American Dream 2, making sure the ship was moving forward in a straight line so that it didn't bump into the icebergs. She had tied the slumbering Stormfly to her chest, and the little dragon suddenly stirred violently in her sleep, jogging Kamikaze's arm on the steering wheel. The American Dream 2 swerved suddenly and violently to the left. Just as Hiccup was dangling over the edge on a rope, preparing to let himself drop into the little boat filled with wanderers below.
"Whoa!"
gasped Hiccup as the rope swung him forward, leaving the landing boat behind. "Watch where you're going, Kamikaze!" But Stormfly seemed to be having some sort of nightmare and was squirming around wildly so that Kamikaze was struggling to see over her wriggling tail as it flapped in Kamikaze's face. In those vital seconds, the American Dream 2 careered erratically forward, glancing off an iceberg to the left, before Stormfly settled down and Kamikaze got the boat under control again. In the meantime, when the boat hit the iceberg, Hiccup had lost his grip on the rope he was dangling from and plunged downward.